conference record has joined the conference.
Okay, I think we should hopefully be set up properly. this is Vicky Lira, and I'm responsible for the ACE program and now the Java Champions program. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. I really appreciate it. On the call from the Oracle side, we also have Justin Kestelin, who's our Senior Director of OTN and the Global Developer Initiative, as well as Duncan Mills, who is the Senior Director of Oracle Development Tools Product Management. So really, the reason for putting together this call is just to give folks a chance to ask questions specifically about the programs, to hopefully walk away with a little bit better understanding of what we're doing and potentially maybe see some synergies between the groups. It's not necessarily the goal, but, you know, it's a possibility because I'm sure that some of you may, within your own local regions, know each other, perhaps. This is a very casual call, so we're open for Q&A at any time, any questions you may have. But just to get started and let you know a little bit about myself, I've actually been responsible for the ACE program since its inception. Oracle started recognizing community advocates and evangelists probably about 6 years ago. So I've been responsible for shepherding this program, which has been very exciting. I'm excited to work with both of these groups. I think the common thread between the ACE program and the Java Champions really is it's a group of dynamic individuals who are really passionate about what they do and passionate about their areas of expertise. So I'm very excited about that. Just to start things off, to let everyone know, the programs, both programs, the ACE Directors and the Java Champions, are going to remain exactly the same as they have been. There aren't any changes to those programs. We're not trying to merge the programs together or any of that. They will continue to run exactly as they've been run prior to the merger. ACE Directors will stay ACE Directors and continue to do what they do, and Java Champions will do the same. I think from our perspective, the only thing is hopefully we can perhaps provide a little bit more support to the Java Champions, some more program support, potentially supporting Java Champions presenting in their communities, which is something that we do already with ACE Directors. So we're in the process of figuring out how we can do that. But again, the programs themselves will remain exactly the same. I'm actually going to hand it over to Justin to have a few words and Duncan. And there's a couple of questions that I received beforehand that we can go over. But again, this is a casual. Feel free to chime in, and I will actually unmute the call so people can ask questions, because I think right now you're not able to. So one sec while I unmute, and then I'm going to hand it over to Justin.
The leader has unmuted your line. To unmute your line, press pound 6.
I just want to welcome everybody to the call this morning or this afternoon or this evening, depending on wherever you are. I don't have too much to add to what Vicky said, other than I want to reiterate the fact that we, you know, have been from the very beginning have been acutely aware of the differences between these two communities, and for that reason we intend to respect the differences in every appropriate manner. But at the same time, I think we all have a lot to learn from each other, and I'm really, really interested and exciting in observing some of the sort of organic, cross-pollination that I think is likely to occur between these two communities. So we're going to do what we can to kind of facilitate that without, forcing it, obviously. But again, I think it's just going to be a really, really interesting environment for everybody. So we're hoping to get you guys together in as many physical and virtual ways as we can to make that happen. That's about it. I guess I'll hand it over to Duncan.
Thanks, Justin. As Vicky said, I run the program management function here at Oracle for the application development tools. So as such, my remit actually overlaps kind of both groups of evangelists to a certain extent. Given that I now own NetBeans as a product, which obviously has an affinity for a lot of the Java champions, as well as the Eclipse tooling we do and our other Java tooling JDeveloper. So my involvement in the program is much more of a kind of a long-time supporter and representative from development, if you like, on the program committee, if we can call it that. It's very much one of the things we try and offer to the ACE Director community and now, of course, to the Java community is going to be that kind of pipeline into the development organization. Obviously, you know, we view these evangelical communities as being key to helping us understand what the product lines need to be doing. You're a sounding board for ideas. You're a source of constructive criticism. So, I can't emphasize enough how important both the Sun Java champions and the Oracle ACE directors are to the development organization here. And we're fortunate on the development side to have a very strong support for this program from Thomas Kurian, who runs all of the development here at Oracle now. Thomas is well aware of the value of the program and asks to be kept constantly updated. And we've been fortunate on the last couple of get-togethers where everyone's been physically in the same place to have Thomas come in and do some really quite probing and in-depth Q&A with the evangelists. So that's something that I think we'll be able to maintain and keep getting his ear where it's needed. So, you know, be aware that you have a lot of power with this program to really influence what happens within the development space at Oracle.
Thanks, Justin and Duncan. We can, Justin actually answered one of the questions that I had received prior to the call, and that was planned for ACE directors and Java champions to have more joint meetings. And I think, as you said, you know, we're definitely open to that, and I think potentially maybe the first time folks will be able to meet is at Open World later this year, Open World and Java One. We'll try to organize a, you know, at least some kind of social function for folks to meet and get to know each other a little bit better. But if anyone has ideas about, you know, other things, I'm definitely always open to hearing those ideas. And again, my role really is your point person into Oracle, and any programmatic questions you may have, anything like that, is always I'm always open to helping you out with that. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, Vicki?
Yes.
This is Frank Barreto from the New York Java SIG. I have a question.
Go ahead.
I apologize for the background noise. Grand Central doesn't have a mute button. We've been meeting at Sun's office, you know, Sun/Oracle's offices for many years. And after the, after the past month, all of our meetings were canceled going forward for the rest of the year. We were told that this policy has completely changed now with having user groups in the Sun/Oracle office. So who do we speak to about possibly continuing that? Because, you know, in Manhattan, the hardest thing for us is not getting speakers or getting a lot of attendance. It's basically the meeting room. And we're a very large group, so, you know, finding a space. I mean, we have 6,500 members, so the meetings are, you know, 150 plus for the main meetings. So it's difficult to find a space in Manhattan that's affordable.
Right.
So where did you get that information?
From Sonora Gay at Oracle.
I've never heard that name before, so I don't know what organization she works in. But I encourage you to get in contact with Nicole Scott.
Okay.
I'm sure you know Nicole.
Yes, I do.
Nicole is the official liaison between Oracle and the Java user groups.
Okay.
So she is really the she would sort of have the final say on what's considered policy and not policy in regards to those things.
Okay. I mean, it's just kind of surprising that our meetings were just basically canceled, and yeah. It was kind of abrupt. But we had to cancel next week's meeting and the meeting in April, so it was a little disappointing.
That surprises me. So I would please get in touch with Nicole directly as soon as you can, and I'm sure she'll do what she can to sort it out.
Great. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hi, this is Peter Pilgrim from London.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Duncan over there.
Hi, Peter.
Okay, we know each other reasonably well. My question is how big is the ACE Directors compared to the Java Champions? I really don't know much about them.
It's actually pretty similar in size and geographical spread. The ACE program itself is a two-tier program, so we have about 200 and seven, almost 300 total, but ACE Directors, we're almost about 100, and I believe there's about 110 or so Java Champions, with the majority being in North America and EMEA.
Mm-hmm.
But the process of becoming an ACE Director is the same as, you know, very similar to Java Champions. It's by nomination. The nominations are reviewed by a committee, and before we accept anyone into the program. And again, the activities, what we're looking at, what folks are doing is, again, very similar to Java Champions. They're people who are blogging, writing articles, doing lots of presentations, who are, you know, well-known experts in their communities.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Mike Archman. Can I ask a question?
Yes, please, go ahead.
I'm a little confused about how information flows inside Oracle. It seems to be a little bit different than at Sun. Let me take as an example this case of a query that I had about the schedule for Java 7. And so I've tried to make a few queries through various channels. And every one of them said, oh, Oracle is very different than Sun in this regard. That's all the information I ever got. And so Sun has been pretty good in managing people's expectations. I mean, it's understandable that no one wants to give out a half-baked schedule, but they would have probably told us by this time when we could expect some more information and what the timeline for getting that out in front of us was. Whereas at Oracle, it seems to be that mum's the word until everything is all set. Is that a fair assessment, or are there other channels inside Oracle that could give us, that could at least manage our expectations a little better?
I can take this one, actually, Vicky. So, this is Duncan. So, in general terms, one thing that we are extremely strict on within Oracle is the set expectations generally for the Sun Java Champions is our revenue recognition policy. So, Oracle is extremely aware that kind of pre-announcing products. Pre-announcing product features can have a serious impact on what revenue can be recognized in a particular quarter. And so there's generally a culture of a much vaguer kind of timeline on, you know, on the revenue-based products. So as a general rule, yes, you're going to find it a lot harder for someone to stand up and say, oh, yeah, the release date for Java 7 is yada, 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 right? And you'll get, if you're lucky, something that ties you down to half a calendar year. That's the general situation, and that's done for very good reasons. That's done for sound financial reasons and because of the legal ramifications of not being able to recognize revenue where you've pre-announced a feature and a customer has bought a product for a future release. And I think Oracle does interpret the letter of the law here, so we're probably a lot stricter than a lot of other companies are But that's only because of our history, and you know, in the past we've learned our lesson with pre-announcing features that never actually arrived. That being said, one of the privileges, if you like, of both the ACE Director Program, and we'll obviously extend the same thing onto the Sun Java Champions, is to be a little bit freer with some of that information, provided it kind of comes through our channel. And this is one of the reasons we have instigated the briefings that we've done kind of prior to big events and so on, and occasionally kind of online meetings like this, where we will kind of essentially under non-disclosure give the evangelists a lot more information about, you know, exactly what plans are and so on. I think one area where we still have to feel our way, and you know, this is, it's all new to us, is in the space of some of the open source products. So obviously in my case, NetBeans is a great example, where, you know, there's no culture of being close guarded about release plans or features, and indeed there's no need to be close guarded because there's no direct revenue there. So, you know, it's fully my intent to continue to be, you know, as public as we can be with the timelines for an open source based product like NetBeans, because there's no harm in that. We have perhaps to deal with the lawyers on our side, but that's my problem, not your problem. Things are a little bit more problematic with a product like Java 7, because obviously, you know, Java, there is revenue potential. So we will have to work out the best way to do this, and certainly I think it's going to be possible to brief the Sun Java Champions on the plans in a bit more detail, but there will obviously have to be some strings attached in terms of, you know, how much of that you communicate on. Generally within the ACE Director program, and it will obviously work the same way within the Sun Java Champions program, you know, we expect a degree of responsibility from the people who are members of that program, right? We expect a certain amount of care to be taken with what is essentially confidential information. So we will share information in advance, but at the same time, we don't expect that to be, you know, if we say something is under non-disclosure, then we don't expect it to be tweeted and blogged about, you know, within the next 5 minutes. It's one of these things where we will often brief you and say, okay, this is under embargo until such and such a date, then you can feel free to kind of spread the word. So we're going to have to feel our way with products like Java. I'll take the action to talk to the relevant folks in GTorg and work out exactly, you know, how we can brief the champions on that particular topic, because that's obviously going to be a very interesting topic over the next few months as things ramp up. So that just gives you an idea of the background. I know it doesn't give you the answer you necessarily want, but we can work it out. I think, you know, we can view one of the privileges, if you like, of the Champions program is to obtain this kind of information in advance.
Right, thank you.
Hi, this is Peter Pilgrim again. In relation to Frank's point, I've been trying to get onto the JavaFX early access program for quite a while, and I haven't been successful because I haven't heard. I had a contact called Sonia Pilar, and I tried to get in contact with her. I don't know what's happened. So anyway, let me generalize. So what about early access? Would this, how is Oracle going to do early access? That would that fall under the what you've just said, Duncan?
Yeah, certainly in the past we have, you know, provided early access to, you know, new releases of Oracle software, obviously to the ACE directors. And that is something that I'll obviously have to talk to the relevant teams within the Java org in particular, and we can work out exactly how to do that. So, I mean, yes, we should be able to achieve that in exactly the same way. I think a lot of it, of course, is, you know, as people have shuffled around between groups with the acquisition, then, you know, people have stopped one job, gone on to another job, so contacts have moved around. But, I mean, if there's any particular cases like this where, you know, people are particularly keen to get onto the program, then we should probably establish the proper route to do that. And I can act as point into the development organization. Vicky, I don't know what the best way of gathering these requests is, whether that's through the forum or what would your feeling on that be?
I think that, I mean, we can do it on the forum, but it's just as easy for folks to email me. And the Java champions themselves have their own private mailing list. But if folks want to just email to me and I can be the central gathering.
Yeah, and likewise, I mean, I don't mind if you want to directly email me and I can act as an advocate within the development organization. But it's always a good idea to copy Vicky so she's got an idea of what's going on.
Okay, thanks.
There's still some noise on the line for folks that haven't muted their phones. If you don't have a mute option on your phone itself, you can use *6 and #6 to mute and unmute your phone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Stefan Janssen from Belgium. In regards for the possible Java 1 meeting that we could set up with the Java champions and the ACES, is there any more information about that? Because I'm very interested in that potential meeting.
No, like I said, you know, at the very least it'll be something social, but, you know, we may try to get some product people in there as well. It's still in planning stages, so as things progress, I will definitely be passing on that information.
Okay.
And there's another thing that came up as well that I wanted to share with the group was we do, for the ACE directors, Duncan had mentioned, we do some product briefings before major conferences, and one of those is the Oracle Development Tools User Group conference. For the past couple of years, we've gathered all the ACE directors and done a briefing prior to that conference, because many of them, the ACE directors, are speaking there, and it's a good time of the year to get everyone together. So we have a really great relationship with that user group, and they have actually extended the offer to any Java champions who are in the area on the conferences June 27th through July 1st in Washington, D.C. If there's any Java champions that are interested in, you know, either just coming by and I could set up, you know, a meeting for folks to get together, or the ODTUG group has actually offered space, a meeting space for people, or if anyone's even interested in attending the conference, I can arrange that as well. So I'll send a note out about that, but, you know, please, especially if folks are in the area, you know, please, you know, stop by myself, Duncan, Justin, we'll all be there as well. So we'd be happy to meet you all in person.
Vicky, this is Arup Nandav, as director. I have a question for Justin.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, Arup.
Hi. The local Oracle salespeople are completely unaware of the ACE program, Director, so they have no idea what the program is and what to do, and the local ACEs as well. Is there some kind of effort from Oracle marketing to apprise these people of what ACE program is and all? And now Java programming is another one. So.
Well, there's a constant effort. Our challenge is that, as you know, there are, I think, close to 100,000 Oracle employees now. And there's constant turnover. So it's kind of like, you know, filling a bucket with a hole in the bottom. You know, we do our best, but we don't always have access to all the channels that would enable us to really make people aware of the program, other than, you know, trying to be in constant communication from HQ and, you know, briefing the people that we think need to be briefed. We would appreciate any suggestions you have in regards to how we can get word across the company, because you guys obviously have constant communication with people we don't even know exist. So whatever suggestions you have, we are more than willing to take up, but it is a bit of a challenge. I agree.
Okay, so... So is it okay if I would say maybe ask for suggestions from the S directors and now the Java champions, and so how it might be done? Because I have a few ideas. I don't want to discuss it right now. Maybe I'll send an email to you afterwards.
Yeah, whatever Vicky thinks is best, I'm on board with.
Yeah, please send that through.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
There's nobody. Well, oh yeah. I was watching a. This is Peter Pilgrim again. I was watching the Silicon Valley Java Effects User Group video, and I saw an interesting logo, which is the Sun Oracle logo. So, what is this going to be like? A logo that's going to be used. It's going to be used now, but is it this? I saw the Sun Oracle logo, and I found it quite interesting. So you're going to keep the Sun logo around for a while, it seems.
I think, from what I understand, it's going to be the Sun logo will be used, or at least Sun, the name Sun will be used for hardware products.
Uh-huh.
And then the software products will have the Oracle name. I don't know if you're familiar with the Oracle standard for naming our products, but it usually has Oracle on the top, and it'll say Oracle on the top and then Fusion middleware and below with the line separating. So I think the rest software products, things like that, will have Oracle and then whatever that name was.
Hey, Vicky and Justin, thanks for scheduling this call. This is Bashir Khan. One of the things that will really help us is first presentation where you see how these products from Sun potentially converge or are going to be marketed alongside Oracle's products, like how we did when BEA was acquired, specifically how Glassfish plays with, WebLogic, stuff like that. Is that something we can schedule in short order?
So, Bashir, I mean, there are a bunch of recordings that were made for the change of control, which I think cover a lot of that information. Obviously, things have evolved over time, so we could probably lay on a specific webcast on subjects like that, maybe from Mike Lehman, who runs that team within product management, to specifically go over kind of the core application server products. But a lot of that information is already available on oracle.com, in fact.
Right, but is there anything that you could, under NDA, share with ACE directors that pertain to future directions?
I mean, we would certainly look to do that as kind of a major topic within the Java 1/Oracle Develop meetup. I mean, I think that would be a good point in time. You have to bear in mind that, as far as the acquisition process goes, we follow a series of steps. The first step is what we call the 100-day plan, which
right.
is where, there's various remediation, rebranding, security stuff and so on that has to happen to the product. So we're still kind of in the middle of that process right now. And so that's really just working on all of the stuff that was announced in those initial webcasts. So at this stage, until that is done, we don't get too concerned about the future stuff. But obviously by Java 1 time and Oracle Develop time, we'll be in a situation where we'll be into kind of the next round of product cycles. So there'll be more interesting things to share as far as, okay, this is how far consolidation has gone here between these two products or, whatever it happens to be. So I think that would be about the right time frame, though we could obviously reprieve some of the general information, maybe in more depth, that was kind of conveyed in the webcast. Obviously, in those kind of big webcasts we did straight after the acquisition finalized, there's things have changed slightly since then as we understand more and get the right people on board and so on. But I'm not sure whether there's too much new stuff at this point in time that wouldn't have already been revealed.
Understood. Thanks, Duncan. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, this is Kai Horstman again. That was very helpful that you gave that background about that 100-day program, because it kind of explains a little bit about the shortage of news. But the one thing where things are not really falling into place is with Java 7 that had for a long time been announced to be ready at the next Java 1, the 2010 Java 1. And so there you have this odd situation where there's just been almost complete silence at a product whose release is presumably imminent.
Right, sure. Yeah, I understand the concern there. And I think that, you know, a lot of that is going to be down to, you know, people not wanting to talk because they weren't sure about what the rules were and all that.
Oh, sorry, what's that?
Just organizational.
Totally. I'm on mute.
So, you know, I think we can address that one, and maybe that's something that we should attempt to get a private webcast to you guys together as soon as possible, just to brief you on exactly where things are going there.
I think that would be a great idea.
Okay. I will I'll talk to the relevant people at this end and Vicky and try and get that sorted out, possibly as the next thing we do.
Yeah, you know, one thing just to add to that from a communication standpoint, one thing we're looking at is perhaps doing a video cast on some kind of a regular basis using a platform like Ustream or Livestream. So that would enable you guys to, you know, not only see us and perhaps see other things as well, but also, you know, throw questions to us through the various, you know, more interactive channels as opposed to people sort of getting in line on the telephone. So that's something we're looking at.
Hi, this is Kirk Pepperdine. I have a question in regards to how all of this lack of news fits in with OpenJDK. It seems that if there's new features going into the product, that these things would show up in OpenJDK also. And, of course, since that's an open source project, you know, how does that actually mix with, you know, the development that's going on now?
Right. I guess that comes down to me to answer. I think at this stage, I don't know, right? I mean, it's just a matter of getting, talking to the right people in that organization to work out. I'm sure we can get a lot more information flowing again. We just need to let people know that that's okay. You know, we are still as well, from a development perspective, in a slightly strange organization point of view, because though, you know, Oracle controls Sun in many countries around the world, that's not the entire case yet. There are still some countries in which changing control hasn't happened. And so some products, and NetBeans, in fact, is one of those, are in a situation where kind of half of the staff work for Oracle and half the staff work for Sun, who isn't Oracle. And, you know, so there are situations like that which will obviously resolve themselves over time as soon as the legal processes in those countries complete. But, yeah, I'm going to talk to the Java team now and see if we can clear out this logjam and at least get a conversation going about what the futures are there, and we'll work that one out.
I got received a question from an ACE director who is in Australia, so I don't believe he's on the call, but he was curious as to, from the Java Champions perspective, what their view was about the merger itself, and was wondering if Java Champions felt threatened by it, or if they feel that it's not an issue and business as usual. If anyone wants to chime in, if they have any thoughts about that.
This is Peter Pilgrim here. Well, I personally think that it's a lot better than the IBM's. That's said and done. What I struggle with is that we don't probably understand. We're used to Sun Microsystems, but we are a little bit in the dark when it comes to Oracle and what's the business division, how are you structured, what, you know, how you develop software. And I know we got a little bit of a, me and Duncan got a little bit of an insight when he was last in the UK. He talked about the Oracle Fusion product line, but I guess this is a much bigger profile to acquire another company, and perhaps the Java champions probably would feel a little bit better if they knew the overall new organization structure roughly and how it all fits in together, the bigger picture.
I'm not sure how we can best do that. I mean, in broad terms, the development organization as a whole is looked after by Thomas Kurian. So Thomas Kurian is the executive vice president in charge of product development, and that goes, that he owns database development, middleware development, and so on. And the Java division is part of that middleware development team. Just purely from a organizational point of view. So, I think that there's obviously a lot of internal stuff to do with systems and procedures and so on, which we don't necessarily need to concern the group here. But the main thing is, Thomas heads everything up and it just reports up to him. So, I mean, this is certainly something that we can kind of go over in more detail in the face-to-faces we have. It's always a difficult area to be talking about organizational structure in too much detail. Again, just from a legal perspective, but things are also going to settle down over the next few months as people find their feet and all the shuffling around stops happening as people move between groups to where they really ought to be, and so on.
And I think to that point too, Duncan, just as you were saying earlier, that some countries haven't even been through the change in control, so there's still quite a bit of flux going on.
This certainly makes it a lot difficult, right? Because you've got people who are reporting to temporary management chains purely for expediency because they're real managers in the country that hasn't moved yet, and that kind of thing. So. I'm hoping that I don't know which countries are being slowest, but we're certainly hoping that by the end of the year, all of this stuff will be sorted out, hopefully by Java 1 and develop time.
This is Tim Chapman, Oracle Ace Director, and I can maybe add a little bit of perspective that may be helpful for the Java champions. I came into the Oracle world about 3 years ago through an acquisition of the Hyperion side, and certainly when there's an acquisition, there's a lot of fretting about what's the future going to hold. On the Hyperion side, it was really a loose community, loosely organized community, I should say, of experts, and we hung out on both boards. We probably got less support from Hyperion than you guys got from Sun. And what my experience has been working with Oracle, of course, the terminology would be a little bit different. It takes a while to get used to that, but it's been a very positive experience for us. It's opened up new markets for us as well. So overall, it's been a great thing joining Oracle for us.
Okay.
Your check's in the post, Tim, thanks.
Did any other Java champions have any, did they want to share anything else about just their feelings about the merger? I don't know if anyone else wanted to have anything else to say about that.
I just wanted to comment. I mean, the only, this is Kirk again, the only concern I had is just really the future of some of the open source projects that Sun was supporting. And I'm just, the threat is, not really a threat, but the question really is which one of these is Oracle actually going to continue to support, and which ones are they going to drop support on, and really what is the impact that this is going to have on a number of these projects and, what's going on in the open source community today. In other words, is how is Oracle intending to support open source in the future?
Right. I mean, I can answer this from my perspective, and obviously I can't speak across the whole range because, frankly, I've got no idea of the entire range of bits of open source that had been put out there by Sun, because obviously it was very much a cultural thing to get things into open source. So, you know, this is obviously a slight departure for the way we've done things in the past. So my group has done a significant amount of work within the open source community, mainly on the Eclipse side, as well as some Apache work. So we probably have more familiarity than most with the processes and so on. Within the various webcasts that were done, hopefully there was a fairly clear indication of, you know, what projects would continue and which ones would, you know, no longer receive direct support. And I obviously totally understand there may be kind of small sub-projects and, you know, plugin projects and all the rest that just may not be clear for. And we'll just have to try and delve down and find the right people to work out exactly what the fate of those is. But, you know, the two products that directly fall into my remit are NetBeans and Hudson. Both of those are going to be fully supported and essentially continue as they have been going forward. We're very much trying to take an approach here of, you know, they're not Oracle products. They are products that are sponsored by Oracle. So it's not trying to, you know, change them into something different. From the point of view of staffing and so on, everything continues as it was before. And, you know, we obviously provide the majority of the development staff on NetBeans and all of the infrastructure, and we supply the infrastructure for NetBeans.org and so on. So all of that's going to continue, and, you know, strategically that's a very important platform for us for supporting the larger Java community and the Java platform. So, and the same is true of Hudson, right? It's a very popular product. We're going to keep invest more in it, and, you know, it's one of these things that it would be crazy to not continue with. That's just my area. You know, I happen to know a lot about that. I'm very comfortable with those products continuing forward. However, in other areas, yes, there obviously have already been announced changes in some cases, like Project Dark Star and so on, where we're not necessarily continuing. But we would just have to drill down. Were there any particular projects that you had a concern about, or was it just a general thing?
That was more a general question. I am concerned about OpenJDK. I mean, access
right.
to OpenJDK has been it's been a very good thing. It means that we in the community have been able to do things and contribute things and help with different things that would not have been possible without that particular project.
Absolutely, yeah. So I can understand that's a key one. My understanding on that one is that, you know, that there's absolutely no change there, but let's actually kind of make that one of the topics for, if we do a specific Java briefing, that's obviously a key topic to be discussed at that. So I've got it on my notes here to cover, as well as the general Java 7 timeline and so on.
The other thing, this is Kai Horstman again, that would be really interesting in that regard is the role of the Java community process. The JCP had in the past, to its credit, greatly expanded openness in its processes, the ways that the various JSRs are run, and has pushed many of them into much greater openness. And it would be, I think, pretty important for the community to know whether that's going to continue or whether Oracle has a different view on that.
Right. I certainly know, you know, the whole JCP thing is a very hot topic. I don't want to comment on it now. I know we're trying to work out exactly what to do with that, and I'll kind of leave it there. But, yes, we are certainly aware that the JCP has a very important role, and, you know, maybe changes have to be made to clear some of the current political log jams that are happening. But that's being worked on at the moment.
Yeah, and again, some timeline as to when we might expect some resolution of that would be really helpful.
Sure. Yeah, we can roll that into the same same event.
How far are you along with Project Kenai? Because that was a thing that was going to go away and then it came back.
Right. So, yeah, we announced, the Kenai.com site is going away, but the content is all being moved into this new version of Java.net. That process is going, it's happening. I haven't got the exact timelines in front of me, but we've been fairly aggressive with that and trying to move it forward fairly quickly. So, I mean, you know, from a usage point of view, you can continue to use Kenai and we'll just migrate your stuff to the other domain as soon as that infrastructure is in place and tested.
Super. This is Ron, Duncan and Justin. I guess Ron Bartra. Question is about Kenai. Kenai seems to be more strategically aligned for cloud computing and a lot of interaction among different layers of cloud computing. Will it get lost under the Java.net?
The point, if you like, I mean, I don't spend too long on this, but you know, the point with Kenai originally was, you know, it's obviously infrastructure for acting as, you know, a community site as well as a forge and so on. And the original Sun positioning was that, you know, eventually this would become a business proposition in terms of, you know, paid for hosting services and so on. That's really not a business we wanted to get in, right? We didn't really want to be producing a product for that particular purpose. So, you know, we're repurposing the Kenai technology to be part of our general community support and, you know, going under Java.net as the new face of that, if you like. So, you know, we have pulled back from that kind of whole broader cloud provider sort of role. That just doesn't work in Oracle's current business plan. So that was the reason we took that. So, you know, the technology there is intact, and, you know, in the future, who knows what will happen. But we didn't really want to get into that whole paid provider hosting space.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
So it looks like we have a couple of more minutes before wrapping this up. If anyone has any more questions, any concerns about the program sort of coming under the same group or anything, I'm happy to take those. And I'm always, I'm happy to take any of your questions on email as well and work through those.
I've got a quick one. This is Peter Kalevsky.
Hi, Peter.
I don't know who can answer this one. It's one that's kind of key importance to me. How will the acquisition of the Golden State Warriors change the role of the Aces and Java Champions?
You're looking for discounts, Peter.
How will it change the role of people working the developer program is the better question.
Yeah, well, it's generally, you know, I think a general concern. Little April Fool.
Oh, thanks, Peter. We needed a little laugh.
No problem.
More of a football fan myself, but, you know.
Peter's just asking because he got outbid on it.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, I will, I'm going to turn off the recording of this call. I really appreciate everyone joining in. And again, anything that comes to your mind following this call, please send it my way, and look forward to working with all of you.
Thanks,
Vicky.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Vicky.
Thank you, guys. Bye.